Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some police officers have actually called in, and one of them is Mark Buselik, who it says here is the district commander for District 19. Mark, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. So you've heard that story. What do you want to say?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your kind comments about my officers. We certainly appreciate that. And I think while it would have been nice to call 911, clearly the cavalry was on the way.
Yep.
I'll explain why in a second. So you did the right thing. You didn't need to jump into the thick of things.
In general, what's your answer to that, officer? If I see a cop struggling with a guy, boy, I just said cop again, should I dive? How do you feel about a citizen rendering some assistance?
Well, I think if it appears that the officer is in real danger of being overpowered, I'd like for a community member to jump into it.
This was not that situation, by the way, just to be clear.
Right.
You know, it was a standoff, then another guy was there, and if I saw getting out of hand, I'm not sure what I would have done. I'd like to think I would have intervened, but it was, you know, it wasn't at that point yet. But keep going.
Sure.
Keep going.
Yeah, and I suspect you would have intervened. I think most people would do that. So I have a little background on the incident, if you're interested at this point.
What was happening there? What was going on?
Sure. One of my cars, the two officers had stopped to talk to a community member when this young man approached the car without any real details. He threatened the one officer. The officer attempted to get out of the squad car to talk to him. He pushed the car door up against the officer as the officer was trying to get out, and then fled. The officers chased after him to arrest him at that point for assault. When you saw what happened, the officer caught up with him in the 7-Eleven.
Why was the guy doing that? Why was the guy doing that?
If I had that answer, I would have been elected mayor.
Do you guys know if he was on drugs or drunk or something?
No. I think this was just an angry young man who, had an issue with the police Saturday afternoon.
What happened to him afterwards? What happened when they mm-hmm. pulled him out?
He was arrested, charged with aggravated assault and aggravated battery to a police officer, resisting arrest.
Is he in the lockup now then?
He's out now.
Yeah. And then what happens in a case like that? Does he have to go to court then eventually? What happens?
Yeah, he'll go to court. And the state's attorney's office will prosecute those charges.
Have you seen, I don't know if any video has surfaced of this. Yeah, I don't suppose mm-hmm. you've seen any viral video of that event, right?
I have not, and let me tell you that all of our officers have body cameras, so the entire incident was recorded. Body cameras, police officer's best friend, and this is a perfect example of why.
Yeah.
Because you have a community member recording it, posting it, you know, a 30-second clip to YouTube, which is highly edited, and we have the entire incident on our body cameras.
Do I have, as a citizen, the right to ask to see your video?
You do. We have a policy. In this case, the policy really rests in the hands of the police department and the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, and that will be released once it's no longer really of evidentiary value. So it would be accessible through FOIA.
What's your attitude about people videotaping that kind of a scene?
I don't have a problem with it, and certainly police officers generally don't have a problem with it as long as you're not interfering with the officer's actions. You know, our only problem is then it, you know, this edited video being posted as opposed to the, you know, actual whole incident.
Yeah. One last question. Mark Buselik's on the phone line, District 19, District Commander, Chicago Police Department. We're talking about an arrest of somebody that I witnessed happen in front of me. A guy was running from the cops. It was weird because as he was running down Addison, this young man has his hands in the air, and he's literally going this, harassment, harassment, as he's running down the street. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is. And then, whoom, here comes another guy after him. And then, whoom, there goes another guy after him. And it was just so funny because I don't know what that guy's idea was, the first guy, the guy that was running from the police. But it was almost like he was egging them on or playing in a way, and yet clearly he's running from the police. So I had, you know, that's all I knew. I didn't know about the incident at the squad car and all of that jazz. But you said a moment ago that there was video of that, and you said you'd speak about that. What are you talking about there?
Well, we have our body camera video.
That's
the
what
officers
you meant.
All have body cameras.
I suppose there's a lot of street cameras there too, right?
There are, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, it was just a very... and, you know, and here's the other thing. Then everybody's adrenaline is on 12. I'm sure the police officers, the people in the store, the young man that they arrested, me, an innocent citizen bystander, you know. And then I literally thought about this. These guys then all, and then 20 cops disperse, get back in their cars, and go about their day. That was an incident I talked about all weekend. You know, that was lunch for these guys. I mean, it's a reminder of the kind of work you guys sometimes have to do, and you never know what's going to be waiting for you when you jump into that 7-Eleven.
That is correct. That's pretty much the day in the life of a police officer.
Hey, one last question about that. So this guy's damage, I presume, was done to the interior of the 7-Eleven. What can the owner of that store do to make up for the damages?
Well, I obviously our offender here would be the one responsible for that. I don't know what the offender has in way of assets.
Right. The city doesn't have a way for you to petition. There's no fund where they say, okay, if in the due diligence of their job, the city knock over a rack of Funyuns and the Funyuns and the rack are damaged, the city does not have a Funyun supply of money to compensate the owner of the store, right?
No, that's, you know, going to be a civil matter that you've got to take up with the responsible party.
Good luck,
which would be our offender here.
Yeah. All right, officer. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for listening and calling in. And if we can do something for you down the road, you let us know.
We appreciate that. Thanks, John.
Okay, Mark Buselik's calling in, the District 19 commander for the Chicago Police Department.